السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج، ملة أبيكم إبراهيم. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، إلى آخر الآية. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين يسر، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, has granted us this beautiful deen of Islam and chosen for us in ad-deena inda Allah al-Islam. And then He said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever choose and select and follow any other religion other than Islam, Allah is not going to accept, and they will be in doom and khasara forever. Last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given just one short verse. I have selected لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. The whole ayat goes like that: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله، فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء، الله على كل شيء قدير. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون، كلنا آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. The brief translation of this ayat: into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. And if you disclose what is in your hearts or conceal it, hide it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall make you account for of it. Then He shall forgive whom He wills and punish whom He wills. And Allah Ta'ala is powerful over everything. The Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has believed in what has been revealed to him from his Lord, and believers as well. All have believed in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and His angels and His books and His messengers. We make no division between any of His messengers. And they have said, we have listened and obeyed our Lord. Your pardon and to you is the return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not obligate anyone beyond His capacity. For Him is what He has earned, and on Him what He has incurred. Our Lord, do not hold us accountable if we forget or make a mistake. Our Lord, do not place on us a burden such as you have placed on those before us. And our Lord, do not make us bear that for which we have no strength and power. And pardon us, grant us forgiveness, and have mercy on us. You are our Lord, help us then against the disbelieving people. And this is the verse of the Surah Al-Baqarah 284, 85 and 86. Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended this Surah Al-Baqarah with these two verses. And Surah Al-Baqarah is longest surah of the Holy Quran. and is full of rules and regulations. Most of the rules of the Sharia has been mentioned in this surah. So this Suratul Baqarah is very, very important. That was some of the riwayat has been mentioned, that whoever memorize Suratul Baqarah and reside in the house, jinn and shayateen cannot enter in that house. It's very powerful surah, Suratul Baqarah. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned with regard to the salah, the ahkam of the salah, the ahkam of the zakat, ahkam of the Ramadan, Siyam, the ayat of Siyam also revealed in Suratul Baqarah, ayat of the Hajj, Al-Hajj wa Ashur Ma'rumat also revealed in this verse. All five pillars of Islam has been mentioned in this one surah. So it's full of rules and regulations, do's and don'ts, haram and halal. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended this great surah with these two verses. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that Allah ta'ala has granted these two verses from his treasure of Jannah. In according to one riwayat, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for Mi'raj, one of the special gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala handed over to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that night was the last verses, the last two verses of Suratul Baqarah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Rahman has written them, these two verses, by his own hand 2000 years earlier than the creation of all things. Before he created heavens and earth, he has already written these two verses with his own hand. One who is able to recite them after Isha Salah, the best time to recite these two verses after Isha Salah, it's like standing for tahajjud. See how Islam is ad-dinu yusrun. One of the example, ad-dinu yusrun. Deen is easy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't put any burden beyond the capacity. So just imagine, if you have to break your sleep, inconvenient, wake up, make wuzu in the midnight or last portion of the night, and perform few rakat, then you regard it as tahajjud prayer. You have to make an effort for that. But in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you just recite these two verses after Isha prayer and sleep, you will get the reward as you are performing tahajjud. See how easy it is? We should not forget before we sleep, or immediately after Isha also, because night start from that time, you don't have to wait until you are sleeping. Actually, immediately after Isha prayer, you can recite these two verses. And if by chance you cannot wake up for tahajjud, you will get the reward of tahajjud. I am not discouraging that you should not make an effort to make tahajjud. Tahajjud is very important salah, right? But by chance, because we are weak and nights are short, sometimes we oversleep and we could not wake up for tahajjud. So at least we should not miss the reward of tahajjud just by reciting these two verses from Aman al-Rasulu till end. Another benefit of this surah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, is a virtue in Fazila. In one of the hadiths, it is stated that one who recites it during the night, again during the night before sleeping, these two verses will be sufficient for him, meaning protection from the devil whole night, the angel will protect him. Or during the night, if any calamity, any musibah will descend, he will be protected from it. Any enemy will not attack on him during the night. All these kind of protections he will achieve, he will get just by reciting before sleeping. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala has concluded Suratul Baqarah with these two verses, which have been given to me in His grace from out of His special treasure that lies under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these ayat were not revealed in Torah, Zabur or Injil or any divine scripture. This is exclusively, specially granted to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Quran. For us, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, previous ummah never had this ayat or this kind of virtues. Therefore, Rasulullah said, therefore you should learn it. Everyone should learn these two ayat and teach our children and women as well, our wives and our children should also memorize it and then make a habit to recite every night before sleeping. So every household, every person can benefit from this great verse, virtues of these two ayat. May Allah make it easy for all of us. The one portion of this ayat is La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha, that Allah does not obligate anyone beyond his capacity. Sometimes people are lazy, and out of laziness they say, oh, this is very hard for me to be. It's very hard to fast during the summer, long days, and it's very hot, in 16 hours, very hard. Why is like that? You know, sometimes they complain, oh, Fajr Salat is very early, 5 o'clock, I have to wake up 4:30, I cannot do it, it's very hard. So remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared and clarified that in the Sharia of Islam, there is no rule, there is no regulation which is hard and unbearable, undoable. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. That all the ahkamat of the Sharia with regard to the Salah, Siyam, Hajj, Zakat, or any other hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is revealed in the Sharia, if it is revealed in the Holy Quran and mentioned by our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, outwardly it might look is very difficult, very hard, very impossible. But since it is revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, and He knows our capacity. A mechanic who made the machine, engine or car, he knows how fast this car can go. What is the capacity of the engine? You know, V6, V8, V10, whatever. Just for example. So Allah is the Creator of human being, and He knows our capacity, what we can do and what we cannot do. And Allah Ta'ala is not unjust. He is just. He is merciful. He is kind. He cannot order you or command you something which your capacity, your body cannot bear it. You don't have strength for it. So any hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not impossible. It is possible. But out of our laziness and negligence, we think and we regard it as impossible or is hard. It is not hard. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. And compared to the previous nations, our Sharia, Sharia of Islam, Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is much more easier than what they had to do. For example, in previous Ummah, that when they used to fight for the sake of Islam, and whatever booty used to collect it in the battlefield, they were not allowed to utilize it. It used to go back. But in our Sharia, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are taking part in jihad, if you are mujahid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you victory, whatever gold, silver, you know, camels and horses, and the weapons and slaves you get after the winning, you know, it's all yours. Distribute amongst the mujahideen. So booty in Islam became halal and permissible for us to utilize ourselves. This is the easiness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. In previous nations, if they used to sacrifice an animal for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were not allowed to enjoy the meat and flesh of that animal. They had to put it on top of the hill and mountain, and fire used to come during the night, used to burn all that animals or whatever they put on qurbani. They were not allowed to utilize and enjoy their food. As for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made permissible, you sacrifice on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you eat and distribute among yourselves. Make a barbecue, permissible. See how easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it. In previous Ummah, in Bani Israel, if someone used to commit a major sin, kabira, violated the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah never used to pardon or forgive them until they used to kill themselves. their punishment after committing major sin by Sharia, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order was, we must kill each other. So two sinners used to kill each other, and killing each other used to be forgiveness for them. Sacrifice your life. Why you committed sin? You not deserve to alive, sacrifice, kill yourself. That's how harder punishment used to be. In our time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الله أكبر. Oh my Habib, oh my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform my people, my ibad, my servants, if they commit sin, violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the life, not one, two, full, major sins, and at the end of the lifetime, before dying, if they make sincere tawbah, just once, with ikhlas, with sincerity, commit themselves, regret upon it, and repent, I will forgive immediately. No one can stop me. So, how much easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us. In previous ummah, my brothers and sisters in Bani Israel, if a person used to commit sin during the night, adultery, raping, stealing, killing, whatever, angel used to come and used to write down on his door that this person has committed sin such and such during the night. And when the day used to break, people used to come and they used to see, oh, this on this door is written he steals something, on his door is written he kills someone, in his door written he rapes someone. So their sins used to be exposed in the society, used to be exposed in front of the people. They couldn't wipe it. There was no eraser at that time. They can wipe their doorstep in the early morning, so no one can see. Allah used to expose their bad things. For us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concealing, hiding. No one knows. Even sometimes, Kiraman Katibin also, the angels who are writing good and bad deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them also forgive. They also don't know what this person has done. Because Allah is so merciful, if you return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make a sincere tawbah, Allah will make the angels forgive our sins. That's how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for us, my brothers and sisters. You know, if they used to have any impurity on the clothes or on the skin, blood or any impurity, what they used to scratch it, they had to cut the cloth, that portion used to have to cut and throw it away, or the skin they had to scratch it in order to become pure and clean. How difficult, how hard it is. For us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the water, use the water, clean it. Any impurity, ghaliza, khafifa, doesn't matter. You know, just clean it with water. It will be clean, you can use it. Just take ghusl and you will be pak and pure. It's okay to perform salat in that cloth. How easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our Sharia for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us, okay, you have to pray 5 times daily salah. That is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aqimus salah. There is no excuse for leaving the salah or missing the salah. No excuse whatsoever. It's so strict command. But look at the easiness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us out of His mercy. Allah Ta'ala said, if you are sick or you become disabled, you cannot stand. Qiyam is one of the rukn of the salah. We have to stand and pray. Qiyam is one of the rukn of salah, that we have to stand and pray. But for some reason, a person got hurt in his leg or his knees are paining or he became disabled. Now, he is not able to stand. How is he going to pray? He must leave the salah because now he cannot stand. He should stop praying salah. Allah Ta'ala said, no. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. You will be commanded as much you can bear. Okay? In this condition, you have physical problem. You cannot stand, you cannot have strength and power to stand, but the command of Allah will remain. You still have to pray. Now Allah has changed the rule for you, especially for you, because you became disabled. You not have strength and power to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you is permissible to sit down, but you have to pray. No excuse. He said, Ya Allah, I'm so sick, I cannot even sit down. Some kind of fever, some kind of, you know, disease. I cannot even sit down. Another command, more easiness. Allah Ta'ala said, okay, salat is not maaf, it's not forgiven for you because of this excuse. No. Your excuse has been accepted by the Sharia. Now Sharia has changed the rule. If you cannot stand, you lie down on your bed. But you have to pray. See the easiness? From standing to sitting, from sitting to lying down on the bed. Anyone can lie down and pray. There is no hard, there is no difficult for him. But he can pray. In order to perform the salah, we have to become a pure. Our body should be pure. We have to make wudu. Without wudu, we cannot perform the salah. Now, person is traveling or is far away from the house, from the city, and time for salat appears. He doesn't have water. Good excuse. Ya Allah, you commanded us that we should pray salat, and in order to perform the salat, we have to make wudu. And wudu can only be made by water. And look, I don't have water. So I'm not going to pray Zuhr Salat. Please forgive me. Good excuse. Logic doesn't work, my brother, in Sharia. Allah Ta'ala has made it easy. Okay, if you don't find water in 1 mile radius, look for it first. Look for it. Make an effort to look or go somewhere to find water. If you don't find water, and your salat, you know, time is finishing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the rule of the Sharia just for you in this occasion. That you don't have water, you got sand, you got stone, rock. Make tayammum. This tayammum, my brothers and sisters, only allowed in the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Previous ummah had no benefit of tayammum. Bani Israel or followers of Isa alayhi salam or followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they never had this opportunity if they don't get water, because salat were farad upon them too. Salat is universal hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the time of Adam alayhi salam, in every nation, in every Nabi's time. There is no Nabi came in this world and he did not perform salat, or he did not command his followers to perform the salah. Salah is a common command of Allah from the time of Adam. Yes, the actions of the salah, the some rules of the salah, the timing of the salah, the rakat of the salah were different. According to Shariat of Musa alayhi salam, Shariat of Isa alayhi salam, they used to perform in a different kind of salah. But salat was compulsory. So now, this tayammum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only allowed ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo'ilatil ardu tahura. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned the entire earth of this globe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made pure and clean for us. Anywhere you travel, anywhere you go, you will find some sand over there, you will find some rocks over there. Just make tayammum if you don't find a water. But you have to pray salah. This is incumbent. This is compulsory. One side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making easy for us, changing the rules and regulations according to demand, according to situation, according to condition, according to time. But on the other hand, it is compulsory in any condition, in any situation, any time, you have to perform the salah. حافظوا على الصلاة والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. This is the ayat of the Holy Quran. It's not going to change. There is no excuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept on the day of Qiyamah. Now, how many of brothers and sisters who have water, who have time, who are not disabled, and they know the timing of the five times salah, how many of us are practically every single day performing 5 times daily salah on time, with all facilities, with all bounties, with all favors we are utilizing, using, and most of the time abusing, wasting? Are we showing our gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Masajid, why? Masajid are empty. So many brothers are sitting at home for Fajr and Isha. Just have to ignite the car, start the car and come to the masjid. They don't even have to walk like Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to walk. Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktum used to walk, and he was a blind Sahabi. And one day he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, I am blind. And especially at night, there is no one to bring me from my home all the way to Masjidun Nabawi. Can I pray my salat because of this excuse at home?" First, Rasulullah said, "Okay, you got very valid reason for not coming, because no one is to bring you here in the masjid, and you are blind. You can get hurt on the way." He was going. He was happy. "Oh Allah, Rasulullah has granted me permission to pray, you know, salat at home because I am blind." Good excuse. As he was walking, Rasulullah called him back. "Hey Abdullah, come back. Can you hear the voice of azan? Because Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu has very loud voice. Without mic system, his voice of azan, you know, used to be heard throughout the Madinah Munawwara. Everyone, wherever he used to live, he used to hear the voice of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. That's how loud he was. So he said, "Can you hear the azan?" He said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, I can hear Hazrat Bilal giving azan." He said, "No, then it's not permissible. No matter what happens, in every circumstance, you have to come to the masjid. Because Muazz is saying, Hayya ala salah, come towards salah. Then you have to obey that command. Hayya ala falah, come towards success. You have to come, you have to respond to the Muazzin. You are not excused. Look at my brothers and sisters, how important it is to come to the masjid. And with all these facilities, wuzu area is there, rest area is there, and we just have to make proper wuzu and come inside. No hard, no difficult, but still we are so lazy. May Allah forgive all of us." So, in this regard of Siyam, same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, if the month of Ramadan, the Siyam is compulsory. But during the Ramadan, if someone is traveling, or someone becomes sick, what the Sharia said? Okay, you have excuse, valid excuse. You are traveling, you are musafir, you don't have proper time for suhoor and iftar. Okay, you can break the fast. In Ramadan, if you are traveling, the rule of the Sharia is, it is allowed for you not to keep the fast, break your fast. When you return back home, then you make qaza of that missing days. Or if you are sick during the month of Ramadan, hospitalized or at home, and you cannot fast, Sharia has allowed you not to fast, but you have to make the qaza of those missing days later on. So in every hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is easiness. There is excuses accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept, in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that ma khuyyara Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bain al amrayni illa akhtara aisarahuma. That was the mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him choice between two things, one is little hardened, other one is easier. So always Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pick the easy one, to make the easy for the ummah. Fa in kana isman kana abad an-nas minhu, lekin if that thing was to regard any violation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stay away from that. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, min al-amali ma tutiquna fa inna Allah la yamullu hatta tamullu. Alaykum min al-a'mali ma tutiqun. You are only obligated to do those amal, those actions which you can do it, doable, practical for you. Don't make yourself in difficulty to make like 20 rakat of tahajjud, or you know, fasting every single day. That is out of your strength and power. مَا تُتِقُونَ, whatever you can bear, whatever you can do it, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَمُلُّ حَتَّى تَمُلُّ, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasure is very vast. You're making extra ibadat in order to get the reward from Allah. Allah's treasure is very vast. He's not going to get tired of granting you reward until you become tired of making an amal. So don't make yourself in trouble. Don't call for the trouble. Rather go in an easy way. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that amal. Ahabul amal. What is the best amal? Which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is done constantly, even it is little bit. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Ya Rasulullah, I am very weak, I am old, I cannot do a lot of salat and prayers and this and that. Give me one amal which I can continue doing. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you make yourself busy with zikrullah. Make yourself busy with zikrullah. Zikrullah is so simple. You don't need wuzu, you don't need time, you don't need particular place. Zikrullah you can do anytime, anywhere, in any condition, while you are driving, while you are cooking, cutting the grass, whatever you are doing, your tongue can be busy with zikrullah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha. He said, just do this much and you will be rewarded for that. Such a great amal and such a simple amal. So Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to advise the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum and the Ummah to go an easy way. Don't become hard on yourself, because Sharia in Islam is very easy. Ad-deenu yusrun. One more hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that yassiru wa la tu'assiru. You become easy, or take the easy way in the amal, in the action, in the deen. وَلَا تُعَسِّرُ. Don't become hardened and difficult upon yourself. Or don't make someone else difficult. وَبَشِّرُ وَلَا تُنَفِّرُ. And become a giver of glad tidings. Don't give people, hatred or any kind of things which make them feel uncomfortable. Give them glad tidings. You know, to that extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to wake up for tahajjud, because tahajjud salah was like almost faraz upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never missed tahajjud salah. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qumil layl illa qalila nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalila. When this ayat was revealed, direct command to Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qumil layl, that you stand during the night. They were the exact command to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he made upon himself compulsory to perform the tahajjud salat every single night. But for the ummah, he made easy. To that extent, ulama said, if you are scared, you cannot wake up for fajr, make few rakat extra after the isha with the niyat of tahajjud. That nafal extra salat after the isha will be regarded as tahajjud. You will get the full reward of tahajjud. To that extent, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wake up for tahajjud in midnight, he used to make so slowly, without making noise, to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala used to sleep next to him. He never used to wake her up. Make sure that her sleep does not get disturbed by standing or making wuzu. There is no noise in the house, so she can sleep nicely, because tahajjud not faraz upon. It's only for me. I must wake up slowly, nice. That much of careful Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with regard to the amal. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should take easiness in Islam. Islam is very ad-deenu yusrun, is very easy, but try to be practical. Whatever akamat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made farad and compulsory upon us, we should try to fulfill it and perform it on time, regardless, without any excuse. May Allah give us tawfiq and strength for that.